are going to talk about the status of women in the U.S. media this hour and contemplate the reasons behind a media gender gap and what difference it would make if we had more women reporting and editing and analyzing the news in print, broadcast, and online. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's 8 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Monday, April 21st. Our guest is with the Women's Media Center, which compiles this annual report, and we will welcome your questions and observations for her. Why do women still lag behind men in the field of journalism? Why does it matter? And what can be done to bridge the gender gap in our news media? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Our guest is Rachel Laris, the communications manager of the Women's Media Center. Good morning.
Good morning.
First off, give us a little background on this report on the status of women in the U.S. media. How long have you been doing this and why?
Well, thank you. So to explain to your audience, the Women's Media Center works to make women visible and powerful in the media. And one of the things that we do is produce reports like this to demonstrate how women stand. And this is the third year that we've done the Status of Women in the U.S. Media Report. And it's really now an industry standard on where women stand and serves as a roadmap to where women need to go. And our report covers women's representation across different fields, newspapers and magazines, the op-ed pages, Sunday talk shows, talk radio, sports journalism, film and TV, as well as women, the status of women in tech and the gaming industry. And really, these findings tell a stark story about where women stand. Men dominate the news in pretty much all corners of the media. For example, newsroom staffing, women have basically hovered at 36% since almost entirely unchanged since 1999. There's no women among the top 10 news talkers in the country. And on broadcast news, men anchor the news 60% of the time across the four broadcast news networks. So this is really just a small portion of the findings that we have found just to demonstrate the lack of women's representation across the media.
So why does this continue to happen in 2014?
You know, it's interesting because this research is really about making sure that who defines the story and who tells the story and what the story is about, that to show that women and men are equally represented. And of course, you know, women are more than half the population, but we don't see and hear them in equal numbers to men. And it's really our hope and our work at the Women's Media Center to make sure that those numbers reach parity. You know, those who report the news should really look like America, and about half of which is women. And unfortunately, we're not there yet, but it's, you know, one of the first steps to reaching parity is simply being aware of this fact, because I think it's sometimes, I know that I've worked in newsrooms before, and it seems like there are women everywhere, and you think, like, until you see these numbers, you really think that we're doing okay, but in fact, we're actually not.
Yeah, back when I started in news media in the late 70s, getting into radio and then eventually television, there weren't that many women involved. But you do think that we've come some ways since then, but you're saying not all that far.
Yeah, and you know what's really interesting is that more women graduate with journalism degrees at a slightly higher rate than men, and they also find in their first year jobs quicker than men, only at a slightly higher rate. But what we have found and what our report notices is that women tend to go more into public relations and PR jobs than the newsroom. And then they're also not, you know, as over a trend, they're clearly not staying or they're not advancing higher up the food chain. And we spoke to a researcher at the Indiana University School of Journalism who told the Women's Media Center that one of the concerns for women advancing in newsrooms might be the lack of flexibility of many journalism jobs. You know, it's a really hard position. It's a very unpredictable there's not a lot of flexibility, and it can be very difficult for women to want to have a family and this is true for men, but it can be very difficult for women to both advance if they and stay long term.
Yeah, so, and you also found in this report, or tell us what you found in this report when it comes to the women who are in media, news media, especially reporting, that they're reporting on, they're still reporting on the so-called soft subjects?
Well, I don't like to call, I mean, I personally don't like to call it the soft subjects because I believe that some of these topics are very important. But it is true that we did an analysis of, a two-month analysis of the topics that women report on across online newspapers and broadcast media, as well as the wire services such as Reuters and Associated Press. And we found that men dominated all of those topics, including U.S. men reported more on U.S. politics and crime and justice and business and economics and technology and science. More women wrote about lifestyle, health, entertainment, culture, education, and weather. And I would like to say that I'd like to point out that health and education and even weather reporting, considering with climate change, these are not soft topics. These are just as equally important as technology and business and economics. But it does show and that there is seems to be a segregation or a divide in terms of what topics men are assigned to cover and what topics women are assigned to cover.
How much can we attribute this to the interests of women, not just the subjects covered, or the the preference that maybe women just don't really want to go into journalism and cover have these hours.
You know, it's interesting because I do know that women are capable and do write about all topics in the news. But it's possible that women are not being encouraged from covering certain beats. You know, I one of the things I wanted to point out was we do know that there can be differences in how women report on topics versus men. There's one of the studies that is in the Status of Women in Media report, which was a study of the front page stories of the New York Times. Actually showed that by a margin, more men were quoted in stories written by men, and in stories written by women, more women experts were quoted. And so this is one of the differences that we can see in terms of how topics are reported. You know, I have there was an example actually very recently that Eric Wimple, who is the media reporter at the Washington Post, noticed. On the day that the White House was talking about the gender pay gap, so this was the Jay Carney was talking about the president's efforts to increase women's pay disparity or decrease women's pay disparity. Six of the seven news orgs in the front row sent men to ask questions, and a lot of the questions they asked repeatedly was sort of saying that the fact that women earn less money than men was disputed. And I just wonder if there had been more women, would they have focused on that particular aspect of the story quite so strenuously? You can actually sort of read the transcript and see how often how much they really can deny that there was a pay gap disparity.
We are talking about the status of women in the U.S. media in 2014, a recent report compiled by the Women's Media Center. And we're welcoming your questions, your observations. So why do you think this is? Why does it matter? What can be done to bridge the gender gap in our news media? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine, 19 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Monday, April 21st. We are talking about why men still dominate our news media and what difference would it make if we reached gender parity in our news media. We welcome your questions and observations for our guest at 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. We are talking with Rachel Laris, the communications manager of the Women's Media Center, about the status of women in the U.S. media in 2014 report. And let's take our first caller, Jerry in Milwaukee. Hello, Jerry.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm fine. Actually, this is one of my favorite subjects. I have three questions for your guests. By the way, good morning to your guests as well. Number one, in doing your study, did you include minority women in this? Generally, when studies are done, they're not including minority women, for instance, or men for that matter. That's number one. Number two, what men are you speaking of? Again, is it minority men or is it white men? And number three, again, to your study, if you substitute the word woman for minority men in news, did you consider that, factor that into your report? And I'll take my comments off air.
Yeah, and can I ask you, Jerry, why these this area of questioning is significant to you?
Well, number one, traditionally, no matter what the study is, whether it's news or what have you, it's all the minorities are never considered or rarely considered. That's the tradition of America. And as a minority person, I feel exactly as she does in terms of general findings, in terms of having different perspectives. In other words, she says they need women to balance. Mm-hmm. Well, the way I look at life, you need minorities to balance, to reflect.
Yep. Rachel, what about, were you considering minority men and women in this report?
Yes, and that's one of the things that we were very proud of in our Status of Women in Media report in 2014 was that we were able to include more research that counted men and women of color. It's actually very difficult in news to find studies that have been able to calculate the number of people of color who write the news, but it is actually easier in some of the entertainment and some of the entertainment industry, just because there's fewer in number to study. But for example, over a five year period, one of the studies that we looked at had examined for the 500 top grossing films, and of those, only 33 of those directors were black, and only two of those 33 were actually black women. So that's, and this is, women of color fared historically very poorly across the news, across most of the entertainment and news industry. And we'd like to actually include more research in the future about people of color. One thing I want to point out is that our Status of Women in Media report is actually a compilation of all of the research that exists. That is published each year about the status of women in media. It is there is original research that the Women's Media Center has conducted, which is viewable. We've actually created an infographic about the research that we conducted on our website, womensmediacenter.com. But a lot of the research that's in the report is actually the research that has been done by everyone. And it's a full compilation, but of course we'd love to have more studies that demonstrate the impact, the lack of women of color's voices across the media.
Yeah, and we should point out that the status of women in the U.S. media in 2014 report covers all media, not just news media. We were for the purpose of this interview, focusing a little bit more on the news media, but you cover entertainment and all media in this compiled report.
Yes, and I should say that there's a lot of other studies in the report that actually do talk about men and women of color. For example, white men continue to dominate the ranks of Sunday morning talk shows as guests, with the exception of MSNBC, which has Melissa Harris Perry, and her show actually does go out of its way, it seems, to book more guests. It's a clear, deliberate difference between her show and the other Sunday morning talk shows.
In terms of booking more guests of color and diversity, and not just white men as guests.
Exactly.
Yeah. I guess again, this report is on the status of women in the U.S. media. You didn't necessarily put all together the status of people of color in the U.S. media.
No, but there is some. I mean, the American Association of Newspaper Editors, which we do include their research in their report, also does a newsroom survey every year of people of color's representation. So it is actually included in the report. But obviously, our focus is more on women. But the people of color's representation in the newsroom is actually in the report.
Mm-hmm. And the reason why it matters would be similar for people of color and women. You think we ought to see what the world looks like in our news reporting?
Yeah, and no, it's interesting. By 2050, the U.S. is, I believe, going to be less than half majority white, and yet our media is barely scratched the surface. I think we're between, depending on the industry, we might be 10. It's when people of color's representation is very minimal across many industries.
Yeah. So we talked about the problem being there that there is this gender gap in our news media. I'm not sure we really got to why we still have this gender gap.
You know, I'm actually very, we're asked this a lot, and I think one of the things that we often say is that the proof is in the numbers. Our report actually quotes a lot of the researchers who have done the report, and they offer their opinions about why this is. A lot of it, I know that there's a desire to look for systematic, deliberate discrimination, and that's very hard to lock down. But the fact of the matter is, when you look at the numbers and you can see, particularly for example, in women's positions in the newsroom not changing since 1999. I don't think that this is because women don't want to work in the newsroom and don't want to advance and become, advance to head positions. So if there is a problem, I think it's very incumbent on media outlets to find out why they are not advancing women. And this is actually why our report includes many recommendations for media outlets and for reporters themselves to take a look at what they can do to improve women's representation, one of which is for outlets to consider staffing with intention. And that means taking stock in terms of what they can do to make sure that women advance to leadership positions. There are media outlets out there that take this very seriously, and they want to make sure that women are advanced for leadership positions in their news outlets, and that women are moving up in the pipeline, and that they also retain. And this is something that outlets can take very seriously. We also have suggestions for reporters themselves to conduct personal audits of their news stories in terms of who they are quoting for sources. Because one of the things we're talking about is not just women being the reporters themselves, but also who they are talking to and who's booked on TV shows and who is whose op-eds are printed in the newspaper. And I think that one of the first ways that reporters and editors and outlets can look to see how they're doing is to conduct an audit and examine exactly how many women experts and women bylines they publish each week, yeah, or each month or each year.
And I can say that Wisconsin Public Radio certainly tries to do that. What do you say to the excuse there are more male economists or more male political scientists, and that's why there's a discrepancy?
You know, we've heard that a lot from bookers, but the reality is that there women are experts on all topics, and the Women's Media Center, in order to demonstrate to help media outlets find women experts, has our WMC SheSource database of experts. It is it's available at shesource.org, and this is a service that we provide to all media outlets and reporters and bookers who are looking to talk to women who are experts on any field, including economics, logging, film and television, any topic, because women can, there are women experts everywhere, but I think there's a tendency sometimes for reporters to sort of go to their normal Rolodex and sort of, you know, not seek out different voices because it's simply easier to call up the same people that you've spoken to all the time.
Well, we'll be sure to bookmark shesource.org. I see my my producers, Robin Cherry and Christy Taylor, taking note of that source as well. We also do have on our website the Women's Media Center and our Facebook page, so you can check out the Women's Media Center and the Status of Women in the U.S. Media in 2014 report. We will continue talking about why men still dominate women in the U.S. news media and more on what can be done about this after we check the news. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. This is the Ideas Network. We are talking about the media gender gap this hour, and we're welcoming your questions and observations. Why do men outnumber women in our news media in terms of reporting on television, radio, print journalism? And why are there more men quoted as sources in our news media? And why are there more men who are op-ed writers for our newspapers? And what difference would it make if we reached gender parity in our news media? I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It is 6:37 on this Monday, April 21st. We welcome your thoughts and questions on this for our guest from the Women's Media Center, which puts together this report. 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Our guest is Rachel Laris, the communication manager of the Women's Media Center. And one area that we haven't talked about, Rachel, so far is the op-ed writing in print journalism, I guess primarily. This is another area where men outnumber women.
Yes, and you know, it's really interesting because I have been teaching op-ed. I've been teaching op-ed writing for quite a few years now, and it's one of the things that I do as part of that is talk to op-ed editors across the country, and a lot of them acknowledge that there is a disparity in who is run on the op-ed pages, and they always say they want more women to submit op-eds. But like a lot of our the other areas of media, I do think that these numbers that we are reporting on, the disparity, it's not going to just fix itself. And I do think that there needs to be perhaps a more deliberate intention by outlets in terms of whose opinions they are selecting to publish. But that being said, more women should absolutely submit op-eds and submit multiple times. I think that's one of the difference that I have constantly heard is that women submit once, and if their op-ed isn't published, they won't submit again, versus men will submit again and again and again, and frequently persistence pays off.
Yeah, and also another area of a disparity is that there are fewer newsroom technology jobs held by women?
Yes. You know, as I was sort of explaining earlier, that men report more on business, economics, technology, and science. And, you know, it's interesting because there seems to be perhaps a pipeline issue in terms of women, and I would just say sort of in tech workers in general. You know, women comprise 56% of all working professionals in the United States, but they're only 25% of tech workers. And, you know, it's interesting that just in tech and science graduates, women were 37% of tech and science computer science graduates in 1985, but they're just 14% in 2009. So I don't know. I mean, I don't have an answer for why why women are studying less computer science and technology. It's a great field. I think there's a new study out there that says mathematicians is the best job to have in some of the science jobs. But one of the things that I want to get to at one of the things I want to point out at women's representation in tech in science and tech is just in the film, just in entertainment, the new HBO show Silicon Valley is all about men's experience in Silicon Valley, and it's interesting that some of the criticism of the show has pointed out that there could have been women depicted on the show as major characters or even minor characters, but they sort of went with the more stereotypical version of there is no women in the tech field, and that's just not true. There are women in tech.
Yeah. Let's talk just a little bit more on what difference would it make if there was parity in women in our U.S. news media in particular.
You know, I think that it's interesting because some of these effects don't become obvious until there is a greater ratio. But one of the things that we've noticed in terms of stories is that the Women's Media Center has a project called Women Under Siege, which is about sexualized violence in conflict areas such as the Congo and Syria and all over the world. And the Lauren Wolf, who is the director of our Women Under Siege project, is often able to talk to these victims of sexualized violence precisely because she is a woman. Women in these countries will often, because of their experiences, will not want to relate these stories to a male reporter. And, you know, consequently, these stories might not be reported if women were not able to go out and do these and solicit these women's stories. So I think that that's one example of how reporting is different because women might be the ones doing it.
Yeah, and how might society be different if we saw more women quoted as news sources?
You know, I do think it's, you know, the Women's Media Center was founded by Gloria Steinem, Jane Fonda, and Robin Morgan, and one of the things that Gloria Steinem often says is that you need to see it to be it, which means that you often cannot project the role that you want to be if you do not see it projected for you, which is why I mentioned the example of Silicon Valley on HBO, because I think, you know, some, you know, 12-year-old or 14-year-old, although I don't know if they'd be watching HBO, but if you don't see an mm-hmm. image of a woman tech worker, maybe you don't think of yourself as somebody who's going to go off to Silicon Valley and be the next startup and create the next startup.
We are talking with Rachel Laris, Communication Manager of the Women's Media Center, talking about the Women's Media Center 2014 report on the status of women in the U.S. media. We'll just have her with us for another 5 or 6 minutes or so before our Monday morning wake-up call, and we welcome your questions and views about this. Do you think this is a problem? Do you think this matters? What do you think the answer is to the gender gap in our U.S. media? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Let's I would imagine that it does make a difference if in terms of how do I put this? Sexism in our society. If we are hearing from more women as news sources, if more women were doing the reporting, there would be less sexism. Rachel,
I'd like to think that. You know, it's interesting because it may be that if women were 50% or even 60% of the newsrooms, the tenor of the type of stories would change. That said, the Women's Media Center has a project with our partner She Should Run that studies news coverage of women in politics, particularly women, female candidates, and women in government. And a lot of what we have observed is that women who run for office get a lot more appearance coverage, more coverage of their hair and their makeup and their clothing than men. But a lot of this reporting is often, so not a lot, but an equal amount of this reporting is done by women. Now, this could be because women are assigned to style beats, and fashion reporting, and that's why it's done by women as well as male reporters. But it also is, I would like to point out that the culture affects women reporters as much as it affects male reporters. So they are trained and are observing the same routines that men do. And so if they, you know, read multiple stories about a woman senator sitting down for an interview, and the interview starts off with a description of what she wore to the interview and how she looks and how attractive she is, they're going to, a lot of times, women reporters will do the same thing that they have read other reporters do. So it may change if there were, frankly, more women overall, because I do think women tend to notice these things a little bit more,
mm-hmm.
You know. But it would be interesting to note that the tenor and quality. I mean, like we said, one of the observable factors we've noticed is that women quote more women experts or women sources, and can sometimes get different types of stories out of their sources than men. So I, you know, it's one of those things that I think the impact would become, the impacts would be really interesting to observe.
Barb in Sister Bay is with us. Hi, Barb.
Hi, this is a great show, and I just wanted to mention that one of the aspects that seems to come to the fore when there are less women reporting, less women in the op-ed, and less women in the news media in general, is that you have the situation where, and some politicians, mostly Republican politicians, make these ridiculous statements about rape and women's health care, and because really they feel emboldened because they're rarely challenged until, you know, someone brings it up, and a lot of times those are female, because as you were stating about the men in the front row talking about women's pay equity, it just goes right past them. They just don't realize how insulting and how wrong that is for females and women, you know, of all ages to hear that stuff.
Rachel?
And I'll take the comment off the air.
Thanks for the call, Barb. So women are going to be more likely to challenge statements by male politicians about women's health, Rachel?
You know, I think that would be interesting because I remember the famous television interview with Missouri Republican Senate candidate Todd Akin. And that was the interviewer was actually a male local news reporter, and he did not even seem to notice the bizarreness of Todd Akin's statement about legitimate rape. It just sort of was like, okay, next question. And I do kind of wonder if, you know, if that had been a woman, would she have stopped and sort of said, wait a minute, excuse me, what did you just say?
What about media outlets that are showing some promise when it comes to better parity between men and women? I'm thinking of PBS in particular.
Yes, it's really interesting to see the difference between PBS's NewsHour and ABC, CBS, and NBC News. PBS NewsHour obviously has two female anchors, Judy Woodruff and Gwen Ifill, and they, more than any outlet, have done really well in terms of putting women at the forefront. But and ABC News obviously has Diane Sawyer, but it is interesting to note one of the factors is that even when Diane Sawyer sits in the ABC News chair, she's not on every night. And when Diane Sawyer is not there, ABC News tends to actually replace her with a man. ABC News itself is only anchored by a woman 58% of the time. PBS NewsHour, however, perhaps because they have the two female anchors, is anchored by a woman 92% of the time. And I think that actually goes to show that there's less one of our findings is actually that there's, you know, other than the anchor desk, there's also all the correspondents who, you know, get moved up to the anchor desk. And there's just not enough women sort of in the pipeline. Depending on the outlet, 57 to 72% of all correspondents who support these anchors are men. And you're typically going to hire your next news anchor from your correspondence pool.
Yeah, well, we're out of time. What's your hope for the future? Do you think we'll bridge this gender gap in media anytime soon?
Well, you know, as I said, that this is the third year that the Women's Media Center has put out our Status of Women in Media report, and it's just amazing to me how much this has already started changing the conversation about women's representation in the media. And I think it's showing that each year this becomes a greater and greater concern across all media outlets. I noticed that at the launch of some of these new media outlets like Nate Silver's and Ezra Klein's, one of the first topics was, are you hiring enough women? Are there enough women bylines in your outlets? And I think that that was really great that that came out very quickly at the launch. And I think that each outlet is becoming more concerned about that, making sure that they have, that they represent women's voices fairly. So I really hope that our status will improve each year.
Thank you so much for being with us. Rachel Laris is the communication manager of the Women's Media Center. I'm Joy Curdine. This is the Ideas Network.